and F.
Awesome
podcast.
Hey man, you want to play some video games?
Scott!
Bob! Let's go.
On your mark, get set. Terrible.
Somebody's wheeling around in their chair and putting a lot of noise up.
That's right. It's the BNS Awesome Podcast.
We're back after a hiatus that had nothing to do with me. Blame Scott.
Hey, listen to the previous episode. You'll know what's up. But yeah, we're kind of back. Finally.
For now, until I murder Scott. Spoilers, hey. It's happening soon.
Dun, dun, dun. And then that dog from The Simpsons stares at you.
Oh, the shifty eyes?
The shifty eye dog, yeah.
We got problems. I don't think these problems can be fixed.
Never. Never. Man, there's so much new stuff to talk about, though.
Like vacuum cleaners?
Or King of the Hill being on Disney Plus?
Disney Plus is the joke. It censors episodes, and it doesn't put them in the correct format, so you can't see the whole screen as it was intended.
I know. But.
But.
Netflix also does that shit.
Yes, it's like the only way you can trust you're going to get the full uncensored proper content is to support the creators by buying physical media.
Yeah. Like, my favorite community episode is the Dungeons & Dragons one.
Drow's a racist.
Yes. And they got rid of it because of that.
Scott, I'm just sitting here. Can you tell me, like, just pretend I don't know anything. I'm just some random layman. What is the difference between a drow and a dark elf?
A drow is an elf that has lived underground for a very long time.
What's a drow?
No, that is a drow.
Well, what's a dark elf then?
A dark elf is just like a night elf.
What's a night elf?
I don't know. Bob, we can look up definitions if you would like. That's how I understand it. As like the drows were like underground. They were like the dwarfs. Like just underground, waiting.
My understanding from just listening to people talk about things is the drows are a matriarchal society where they like to engage in BDSM-esque activities with the men, and the men are always trying to escape to the daylight. Is this
like
is this
your understanding? that's not my understanding, but maybe.
What setting are the... I'm a 40K man. I don't know anything. If it's not Space Marines or Eldar or whatever they call them, Eldari now, I don't know nothing.
The Space Wolves. Yeah, that's... One second. We are going to look up what a Dark Elf is and what a Drow is because...
Riveting, people. Riveting. This will probably get cut out so I can say whatever I want.
Drow. Okay. So never mind. A Drow is also called a Dark Elf.
Well, what's the difference then?
So drow skin tones cover separates of light violet, purple, grays, blues. Yeah, they're the same. They're one in the same, Bob.
Do they have crazy spider people?
They have some crazy spider people, it looks like.
Are they really into BDSM and torture?
If you would like to date Bob, send your emails too.
Were those nerds on the internet
BDSM
correct?
Drow.
Because they're correct about Maha being thirsty.
I'm not sure, Bob. It doesn't really say much about it. In some of the darker drow societies, there is something of a blending of a drow and a demon. Blood created a large blah, blah, blah. Forearm. There's your dragon thing. Yeah, no, it doesn't really say much about BDSM. Maybe. I don't know. They like leather. Who doesn't? Who doesn't like leather?
All right, so getting back to this. You like community, drow, what happened? What's the problem?
Oh, they just took away that episode.
Why? Why would they take away that episode?
Because there's like parts where it's like they're racist towards drow because one guy plays a drow. That's 100% what it is.
I see.
It's me, PC Principal, coming at ya! I mean, yeah, it's silly. So, but... Like I said, I'm happy King of the Hill is available to watch.
Though see, that's a compromise, Scott. That's the difference between me and you is I prefer not to compromise. I pay the extra money
so that I can see it as
it was intended to be.
I know. But if I'm downstairs and I'm like doing something on the computer, I throw that on usually. It's kind of nice.
Filthy casual.
I am filthy 100%.
I'm passionate like all Italians, even though I'm not Italian.
Yeah, no, so I don't know. I've been enjoying that.
I don't watch Disney Plus because it's a joke. Also, The Mandalorian's coming up, and I see your Bad Batch is back on, so I will be watching it soon.
So welcome back, Bob, to Disney Plus. The Bad Batch? I watched the first episode of The Bad Batch.
Of the new season?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, whatever the first one is. It's like an hour and a half long.
Does it involve a Jedi in Order 66?
I believe so, yes.
Well, that's the first episode, not the first of the new season.
Okay, well, I watched that. I was pleasantly surprised by it. It was good.
You know who voices all the clones, eh?
Is it Nathan Fillion?
No.
Oh, I just want to say Nathan Fillion's name because it sounds so good coming off your tongue.
D. Bradley Baker.
Really? He's in everything.
Yep, yes he is. He's a working actor.
Man, that's awesome. No, it's good. I enjoyed it. I checked it out on a whim because I won't say I don't like. I've never really gone into the cartoon Star Wars stuff.
All right, Scott's physical address is...
Beat me up at hotmail.com.
These are the nights that he sleeps. He sleeps undefended. He's an easy target.
Easy target.
Right outside your house. He has to walk a good 50 meters to get in his car. You get attacked as soon as he gets up.
Put poison in my ear.
He keeps his hair short. There's no obstruction.
No, we're good. What else though? I picked up Hogwarts Legacy. I think you heard me say that.
Yeah. So like, what's up with this? You're supporting transphobe authors of British origin. This part's probably gonna get cut, so I can say whatever crazy thing I want.
No, I'll put that in. I honestly just support. Like you said, if you like something, support it. I enjoy Harry Potter. And
have you seen the most recent Flash Kids episode?
No, I don't watch Flash Kids.
You don't watch Flash Kids?
No.
You got a problem with British comedians that make their own third-party independent humor?
No, but it sounds interesting.
Okay, so Flash Kids refers to orcs in 40K.
Oh, okay.
So they make fun of everything. They're great. They do their own voices. They do their own animation.
Oh, nice.
They make parodies of everything. Like, we should put a pause on this and you can watch their two Harry Potter things. We can talk about it in context to Hogwarts Legacy and the Hogwarts fan base in general. Because I think we have a lot to talk about this because I like Harry Potter, but I also like the Harry Potter movies that don't have Harry Potter in them more than Harry Potter. Like, I like that Newt. I like him. I like his crazy misadventure.
Newt is so good. What does he call his little stick bug? You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
I can't remember his name, but I love that. Like, the first two are really good.
Yeah, the third one's okay.
The third one, yeah. Yeah.
I like the first one.
The first one was dynamite. Second one was pretty good. Pretty good. Third one, fell off. They got rid of Johnny Depp.
No Jep, no sale.
No Jep, no sale. Okay, we will be right back.
So as you can see, that's some people would argue that's horribly offensive, but I watch a lot of their videos, and they're very inclusive. They make fun of everybody.
Everyone.
I was just watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
yeah,
and they're just like The Sims used to be. It doesn't matter who you are, you're on the table for a good making fun of.
Yeah.
So it's fair. They make fun of the left, the right, everybody.
The middle. I like that kind of stuff. That was hilarious. Flash Gits. If you guys haven't seen it, go check it out.
I like their angles. They can make cool videos, but like they also make a whole lot of Warhammer videos because they like Warhammer.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's hilarious. Yeah, they hit the freaking nail on the head with that, with some of those. Man, it's, like you said, highly offensive. For sure.
It could be. Construed. I'm a Harry Potter fan.
I don't.
It doesn't bother me.
Man, I think that's probably one of the most well-written it's old school Robot Chicken it reminds me of.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, really well done. Man.
I'd say it's better than Robot Chicken. I'd say Robot Chicken's it's a far mockery of everything good and deep.
But yeah, that was freaking hilarious.
I can't help but notice, just on this, I haven't played the game. I don't care about the controversies about the game. But I've seen a lot of gameplay footage that the game does not look 100% polished, per se. I've been noticing a couple bugs. What's your thoughts and feelings on this as you play? Because you're going to play about 50% of the campaign basic, and then you'll never touch it
again. Bob, you know me so well. I'm 15 hours in.
So I'm just about
going to stop in
I'm
the
just
next
about done for
1 hour. I got one more hour, and I'm done. You're right, though. There is bugs, for sure.
Like,
so there's
like people show, I've seen the one with the guy like running around on top of the broomstick as he flies. Like everybody and their dog seems to be posting that one.
We have had one where the eyes look all weird, and it's really distracting. And then I had one just yesterday where like everything's like not pixelated, but like
distorted.
Yeah, it's just weird. And it's just certain things. Like, it was his fingernails and his cape or his robe. And I want to say it was, like, the inside of his mouth, too.
Here's my question.
Okay.
I'm no stranger to playing bugged games, but is this game so good that the bugs are, like, you just look past them, or do the bugs distract you?
That's tough. I think I look past it. Yeah, definitely I've looked past a few things. When it is distracting, if it does distract me, then I'm like, no, I'm out, and I stop playing for 20 minutes or whatever. I reboot my system and get it to run properly. But I don't know. There is something about that world and like just exploring different things that like any person that likes Harry Potter is going to be like, man, this is really cool that they added this in. I've been having a lot of fun with it. Like I said, at 15 hours, I think that's a Okay, so, like, I expected 15 hours I was going to, like, most games when you start out, you know how, like, you start out and, like, everything's locked right off the bat, but then, like, 2 hours in, you have everything, you can do all your upgrades to whatever. I'm literally just got to the point where I can capture beasts, and I've been playing for 15 hours, which I find...
He's looking at me like he's expecting me, like, be shocked or impressed. I keep looking around like he's looking for somebody else.
I wasn't expecting that, to be honest. And I'm having a good time with it. Is it 10 out of 10? No, not by any means.
I thought we used a 5 ghost rating here on this program.
Is it a 5 out of 5 ghosts? No.
Is it a fractional ghost?
It is a fractional ghost. Is it a 3.5? Yeah, I would give it a good 3.5 out of 5. Like, it's not bad. It's not... Like, I'm sure that
would it make your top 10 list of all video games
never
you've played?
Never. That's a hard list.
Okay, would it make the top 10 of this year?
Yes, because there's only been like 4 games out this year.
What is your list of the good games this year that have been released, Scott?
Dead Space came out.
The remake?
Yeah, the remake.
You counted that as a good game?
I really enjoyed the first one.
So what do you think of the remake?
The second one was... It is exactly a remake. It's not a reimagining or anything, but it's an exact remake with like much better graphics and stuff.
Are you sure it's an exact remake?
Pretty freaking close. They have changed a few things to make it more. How do they say it? It's so that it works with the entire story. It'd be like if the X-Men, if they were to redo the X-Men and make it so that if fucking anybody can understand it, that's what they've done with this one.
See, I don't like that.
No?
I don't like dumbing things down for normies.
I don't know what else there's been really that's been released this past little while.
Well, there's new games every day, Scott.
Well, the $7.99 games are not the games I'm checking out, though.
No, there's like, you're just... Did you know that they did a re-release of Crisis Core for Nintendo Switch?
No, I did not. I'm just trying to see what is new. Because, yeah, I know there's lots of games coming out. But I have not been... Destiny Lightfall. But that's... I'm done with Destiny. That fucking jumbled mess. I don't know. I haven't seen... Yeah, there's lots of games that are out, but nothing.
How come you weren't excited for Far Cry 6? Did Far Cry 5 ruin things for you?
Far Cry 5? I don't care what anybody says about Far Cry 5. Far Cry 5 was phenomenal. I loved it. I loved Far Cry 5.
You're like going around in Montana because it hit close to home?
100%. Any game where you're playing like like, I, okay, I know, like, Red Dead 2 has its fishing and its hunting, too. But I enjoyed the shit out of the fishing in Far Cry 5. Like, loved it. Like, I spent hours fishing.
You know how long it took me to beat Far Cry 5?
How long?
However many minutes it takes not to arrest him and have the game end.
I know. You can do that on all of them. But I was like,
because before I started, I was like, these other games, if you do nothing, the game just ends. And I was like, I wonder if that's going to be the case.
100% it does. But yeah, I played through the entire thing. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great game.
It was a little short.
It was.
Like, you walk into a room and then you walk out and the game's over.
Yes. No, it had a good storyline. It had good plot. That's on probably my top 10 list, honestly. 6, giant piece of shit.
But it had a great cast. How could things go so wrong?
I don't know. They had William H. Or not. They had freaking what's his face? The guy that was touching everybody. Oh, who is the. He was on K-Pax. Remember that movie K-Pax? He plays a serial killer in another movie.
Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey! There he is, the toucher! The toucher! Yes.
Kevin Spacey was in Far Cry 6?
No, he was in, like, I think he was in Modern Warfare 4 or something. But I'm just saying, like, just because they have an all-star cast doesn't mean it's going to be a great game.
Oh!
Yes, Kevin Spacey touched people, and they're like, so it's part of an affair, guy.
That's a very incoherent explanation as to what's wrong with Far Cry 6. Just to talk about Kevin Spacey.
No, Far Cry 6 is they jumped the moon with it. They jumped the shark.
They jumped the moon. That's no moon. That's a shark.
That's a big shark. It's a moon shark. They had this like blaster pack thing. I don't even know how to explain it. It was like a blaster pack. You look like fucking Mega Man. I don't know. Scott,
have you ever played a Mega Man game?
I have played a Mega Man game. I have not gotten far in a Mega Man game because I just am not. It's not my kind of game.
So when you say blaster pack, do you mean like you get a blaster cannon or you did?
No, it was a pack that would launch like rockets out of it. Do you not believe me? Bob's looking at me like he doesn't believe me.
I must have not played that enough for Far Cry 6.
One second. I'm going to show Bob. Anyways, I tried to show Bob. It's kind of hard to. It was bullshit though. I was like, this is not a Far Cry game. This is bullshit. It really pissed me off. I got to that part. I'm like, this game's fantastic.
As long as you're talking about things that piss you off, how do you feel about the trend that most live service games appear to be falling off and not doing too good no more? I'll say that politely. Not doing too good no more.
They're not doing the goodest. Which ones?
Most live service games, you know, live service, you know, where they change from being a game to you pay a subscription for current DLC content as it goes. They went, you know, you've not been paying attention. The switch from like games, because like Destiny, for example, they take content away as they go forward. So it's like a constantly evolving game where you pay for what's currently in it, not what you paid for when you bought. Because what you bought is gone.
Yes. And that's why I don't play Destiny. That's how much I hate it. I don't even want to say his name.
Fallout 76 is doing a similar thing.
That's what I figured too. It's really sad because Destiny was so good.
It's sad that the model is failing. It's sad this model nobody likes is going bad.
Well, I guess
that's
no. Sad to sorry. You? It's sad that
way
it's
going to take a controversial stance. You're pro-business, Scott.
Pro-business, 100%.
I never would have thought that you'd be pro-business, Scott. All those complaints. But Scott, he's a company man.
Company man. You guys got your T4s ready? I need to look at them.
No. Scott says, I think all developers should be able to squeeze every penny for the least amount they can and just demand it.
I think that it's sad that that's where it came to, that they're not making a game for people to enjoy, that they're just trying to get a bucket of people now.
Well, they're trying to get constant, just, it's a service. It's not a game. It's a service.
Yeah, now it's, yeah. And
what happened to games? Because, like, the content you want to explore is gone.
Yeah.
You paid for it. It's gone.
Well, and, like, Destiny is, like, pivotal for me and you.
Was pivotal.
Was.
As soon as we made a game, you could not solo any of the high-end stuff because it was so... There's this thing. They have to balance it against people who are just power gaming as max as they can. So all your enemies are scaled to a group of six people that are just chaining supers off each other nonstop. So...
Yeah.
If you're solo, it's like, well, I can't even do enough DPS to damage the boss at this point.
Not even soloing. Just me and you together even.
Oh, yeah, like...
Two people, you can't play it.
Scott's so much of a cat, it's like his bolts just bounce off the enemy.
That's right. We call them bouncy bullets.
As he's hitting, it shows that error, miss, zero damage.
I might as well just be throwing...
Danger.
Remember the South Park N64 game? I might as well just be peeing on snowballs and throwing them at him. It really took a... toll for me because I was like, I don't want to play this. I feel like we can't, like, and I understood that, like, you really wanted to play the game more and you wanted to, like, get the better stuff, but man, if you're with the two of us, like, there were some times where I was like, we're just dying over and over and over and over again, and I know you really wanted to get it, so we would grind and grind and grind.
I don't call that grinding. It's got to be on for like 10 minutes. He's like, I gotta go, I have a family. Hours later, I'd still be fighting Shiroji.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's hard to stay with a game when you're not being, it's such a pain in the ass to get anywhere with it. Like, I give people that like Dark Souls and Demon Souls and Elden Ring and all that credit if cut for doing it, because I can't do that.
So you're saying I should just start playing Elden Ring. This is your solution. I should just start soloing Elden Ring.
Soloing Elden Ring, learning all the, like, crazy shit that they do on that. I feel like Elden Ring is a game for you.
That's Scott's solution. Just play Elden Ring. Scott, what is Elden Ring playing you for that?
Elden Ring has no rights or sponsors of this content. No, I, they're not. It's not a game for me. But you know what I mean. Like, you hit that point where you're like, I don't want to play this because it's too hard. The game is making it so that you can't win unless you're grouped with another group of people. And I'm sorry, but like, me and you did the whole, like, I can't remember what the hell it was called, but where you'd find a group of people and to, like, do raids and stuff.
LFG looking,
yeah,
for Guardian.
Yeah, we would do LFG and stuff, and like, you'd get some, like, real big idiots off there. You would. And I don't want to do that anymore. I like to play a game with a friend online that we can both play together and it's not a fucking shit show. Pardon me.
Oh no! Bad language warning, everybody!
Censor! Watch it! Bad language incoming! So that's where I stand on Destiny still.
You know what I've been playing these days? The last game I've been playing, aside from Fate Grand Order, my go-to mobile game, and occasionally Pokemon Go, because now all I do is play mobile games, I played... through Paper Mario, because I never finished it as a teenager, and it was quite delightful.
Isn't it nice when you play something like that? So, as you say that, I played through Skyrim again. Just because, like, it's one of those games that's from, like, I wasn't a child, but it was one of those games when it came out. I put the time in, I bought all the DLC, like, I really love the game. And it's, like you said, it's delightful. Like, it's nice to have those moments where you can go back to a game. And, like, I was not expecting to go all the way through Skyrim. I was just like, there's, like a... It was, like, from October to December, I would say. There was kind of a lull in games, like, before the Christmas games start hitting and all that stuff.
You got games for Christmas?
I did not buy games for Christmas. But, like, I was like, let's hop into something I've played before that I know was good and buggy. But Paper Mario, I don't think I ever played Paper Mario.
It's great.
I played... What was the RPG Super Mario?
Was it Super Mario RPG on Super Nintendo?
Was it Super Mario All-Star RPG or something, I thought? I don't know. That was the last Super Mario game I think I've ever... No, sorry, I played Super Mario on the Switch. But they do have... They have Paper Mario in that.
I know that. Where do you think I was playing it?
No.
On the Switch.
I mean, like, on Mario Odyssey?
I ain't playing 1,000 pages or 1,000 stars. I wanted to go play classic Paper Mario, and I accomplished that task.
And you beat it?
100%.
And you enjoyed it?
Yes.
I think that's awesome. It's hard, though, right? Did you think you were going to play all the way through?
I intended to play all the way through. Yeah. I was like, I planned it out. I played my RPG better. I raised my partners the way I needed them to be, got them all what I wanted. And here's the thing. The first time I played it, you know, we were like 12, 11, something like right. that. This time I spent time, did basically the whole game, everything extra, got over leveled as I could. And Bowser was just a joke because the dojo master.
Yeah.
When you fight him progressively, he's actually the hardest boss in the game in his last form. So I managed to smoke him, and I was like, all right, I guess I'm ready for Bowser now. And I fought Bowser, and it was a joke, because Bowser isn't the hardest boss in the game. It's the dojo master.
But isn't that kind of awesome that you... Like, I find that I have a... Like, I don't know, maybe we're getting old. Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe we're getting old!
I just find that there's not a lot that I've looked forward to in gaming.
Well, I've looked forward to something, but... I liked Final Fantasy VII. When I played on PlayStation, it was great. And then Crisis Core came out, and I played that on PSP.
Yeah.
And then they did the remake. I'm having air quotations because it's not really a real remake. But so, like, the first section of the remake is out. The next section is scheduled for, like, it's going to be a four-part thing, supposedly.
And it's already 2 years old.
Yes, so how long is this game going to take? I was going to play it when it was, like, all ready to go. I was holding off for that. I'll be, like, dead for 10 years by the time this
They're
game
like,
gets
part
delayed.
3 coming soon. Bob's like, dead.
Like, Neon Genesis the Rebuild. I think I was, what, 21 when it started? And I was, like, what, 32 or 33 when the last part came out? And then they just... released another section to it, like an in-between the parts with Osk in it, and it's hard for me to find information because, you know, I have been looking into it, but so technically another part just got released, so now it's a couple more years on.
Jeez, that's insane. Final Fantasy VII was a masterpiece, but you haven't played any of it?
Any of the remake?
Remake, yeah.
No, but I got the remake of Crisis Core, and I'm going to play through that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm curious how similar it is.
Well, it's very similar, apparently, except for, you know, the combat style. And then as you get to the last, what is it, third of the game, it just veers right off that path. It says, we're going in a completely new direction.
Well, I heard, like, the first half is, like, just like you in the slums. Or the first disc part is just like you going through the slums.
Essentially, yeah, exploring Midgar.
But you don't ever, like, you don't get your, like, airship or anything.
No.
Which sucks, because that's when the game opens up.
Yeah, but, like, Midgar is pretty important, so...
It is. It's huge.
The whole first part, everyone forgets about that part once you get the airship and you're going around looking for everything.
And you're like, yes, I found Vincent! Yes! Sorry. I was one of those guys. I definitely was. Or the golden chocobo. Yeah. I found him.
Who hasn't found him?
I don't know. I just this. It was so long ago, but yeah, No, I understand that. I'm looking forward to Starfield.
Boo!
You can't not.
Sure you can.
You definitely are. You're gonna buy Starfield.
I'm gonna be like, nope. It's a bait and switch.
It's a bait and switch.
It's Fallout 76.
Oh my Mark God. 2. It's Fallout Lego. Sorry, that was Fallout 76. I don't know. I'm just, I haven't been looking forward to much.
I'm looking forward to Space Marine 2, except Mark Strong isn't doing the voice, so that's already a negative.
Ugh. What do you think of Henry Cavill joining to make a Warhammer movie?
Wasn't he doing a Warhammer series first?
Or series, sorry.
And they have a whole bunch of other people getting involved, so it's like they don't learn any lessons from The Witcher. They should just let Cavill do what he wants, but no. Plus, he also plays, you know, who did he play? The Banana Boys. So I gotta hate him right then and there, because screw the Banana Boys.
I don't know. I'm stoked that there are people out there that are like super passionate.
He plays Banana Boys.
He plays Banana Boys, but I'm just happy.
Now, what are the Banana Boys, Mr.
Insects? Insectoids?
They're the custodies, the Emperor's Royal Guards.
Oh.
They're kind of yellow and they wear hats that are pointed that look kind of like bananas.
I don't care.
That's why they call them Banana Boys.
I would. If somebody was like, hey, we're going to make. They might even be doing that live action Fallout show. You hear that? But that would be kind of cool. Like,
as long as we're talking about this horrible adaptations, how do you feel about The Last of Us?
Man, I'm loving it.
How do you like that they took away the spores and made it just getting bitten like zombies? How do you feel about that, Scott? How do you feel about it? You want to be here hand is his mic because I'm getting real close and asking him how he feels about
it. It feels like he's about to kiss me. His mustache almost touched mine.
He's reading the situation totally wrong. I was going to strangle him, but okay.
I don't know. I've been in...
Well, how do you feel about all these adaptations changing things and making it easy for normies and ignoring their source material? How does it make you feel?
I enjoy watching the content for what it is and not putting... mic drop! Rather than trying to associate everything back to something, which... I understand that
Scott is saying he liked the Halo TV series. Once again, Scott's physical location is...
I did not say I like the Halo TV series. That is definitely not...
He said it right here. He said he enjoys the content for what it is. Scott is pro Paramount Plus.
I definitely don't have Paramount Plus.
Scott is 100... He said, I love the Halo... He confided in me before we started. He said, I love...
Bob,
every adaptation. He said, you know what he said?
I told you that in confidence, Bob. I told you that in confidence.
He said, I like the Netflix Resident Evil show.
That was terrible.
He said it was 100% accurate to the show.
To the show?
Yes. The show was accurate to the show.
The show was accurate to the show. Okay. Yes. You've got that wrong. No, I don't know. The Last of Us is something I'm really enjoying, even though I know that there are people that don't like it and there's things that they don't like about it. I'm just enjoying it as the show rather than in, like, I didn't play The Last of Us game.
Well, see, there's your problem. You know what my problem is?
You played The Last of Us game?
No, I didn't play either and I don't care one way. I'm just stirring the pot. Oh.
I don't know. Have you watched the show?
I've seen moments of it. Okay, here's the thing. I don't like The Last of Us. I've never been a fan of The Last of Us. Yeah. I didn't like part 1 and I didn't like part 2.
I didn't watch either. Didn't play either.
May this will surprise you? Same thing with Dying Light. I don't play it. I don't care. I know of it. I don't care.
Now, let's get real controversy. Super Mario Brothers movie. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, I know.
We haven't talked about that. How strange.
Do you know that Cranky Kong is actually Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong is Donkey Kong Jr.?
Shit. So then Donkey Kong Jr. is Donkey Kong Jr. Jr.?
Well, I guess. Is there another Donkey Kong Jr. at this point? I thought it went for Diddy Kong being the little one after that.
Diddy Kong too, yeah. But like if he had a baby, it'd be Donkey Kong Jr. Jr.
I guess. The main point is I don't think the movie's going to follow this continuity even though
no.
Even though Cranky Kong is there in the movie and so is Donkey Kong, I don't... Like, it implies that Mario has never met them before.
Yes. I don't know.
Well, that's like, let's go back to the games. Donkey Kong kidnaps Princess Peach.
Yes.
Mario takes him down.
Yes.
And then he throws him in jail. And then Donkey Kong Jr. has to try to rescue his old man.
Oh, shit.
And then, you know, Mario gets a little older. Donkey Kong gets older and becomes Cranky Kong. And then Donkey Kong Jr. grows up to be Donkey Kong.
I never ever thought about that, Bob.
And then consider the following. Yoshi raised Mario.
Mind freaking blowing. Yeah, I never ever did think of that. That's insane.
And did you know that Bowser is really Kaiser Soze?
I thought it was Nick Nolte.
Bowser was there in the Koopa Kingdom telling the story about how, you know, the greatest trick the Koopas ever pulled was... making the world believe he didn't exist.
And then Harrison Ford.
He started walking away slow with his limp, and then as he got on the stage, he started walking normal.
Yeah. No. Honestly, I just watched the newest episode of Last of Us last night. I enjoyed it. I'm enjoying The Last of Us. good cast.
Oh, yeah. They got good actors in it. I'm not going to lie about that.
It's well done.
I like the main character. I'd prefer if he was wearing a mask because I don't like looking at his face. I feel he emotes better.
And he's got like a little tiny green guy with him.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, no.
He's been typecast as the reluctant father figure.
He definitely has. I was watching this thing on, I think it was like interviews with him and stuff. And he's like, the lady's like, "Are you happy to be Hollywood's daddy?" And he's like, "Oh, daddy." And I was like, that was awkward and sexual. So yeah, that happened. So yeah, no, I don't know. Oh, Hogwarts Legacy. Like I said, 7.
7, which is weird, seeing as we have a scale out of 5.
Sorry, 3.5. Still,
Scott takes a couple year break off and he forgets everything. He doesn't even know his own name anymore. His real name is Scott
Bill Witchadidja. So yeah, no.
All right, Bill.
No,
I know you want to talk about some movies, but we'll probably have to talk about them next week because you want to talk about some sort of Bullet Train movie.
Bullet Train.
I also want to talk about Wolverine fighting the Silver Samurai again.
Right? I don't know. I really enjoy. Oh,
you want to talk about a different movie involving a bullet train?
That's right. I think Bullet Train was really well done. Good actors, good comedy, good action. The action was great. There's something about like the comedy action genre that gets me every time.
So what, you like Kung Fu Hustle?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Right? You can't beat that. Or what's the other one? Big Trouble in Little Chinatown? Kurt Russell?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Or in Little China? Great action comedy.
Kurt Russell's pretty great at acting. He plays a very good buffoon.
Songbird of our generation, Kurt Russell. Right?
I guess. That's I guess, strangely accurate as it is.
Right? Well, anyways, we'll
talk more about in the next weeks about things we've played and seen, I guess.
Yeah, we'll hit up a movie. I'm going to, within the next few days, I'm going to try and do a review on Hogwarts, like a proper review.
Like with video? With footage?
Not with footage, because it might be a little clunky.
Well, I'll just get it. I got some footage from Fallout 76. You can just use that. I'm sure no one will notice.
Be like, this is the same goddamn guy riding the broom. Okay, wait. Before we go, have you seen like any of the stuff online of like people modding Hogwarts?
No.
And they make you Dobby. They make the player Dobby, and then they give Dobby a gun. And then he's using the spells, and he's got a gun, and he's like pointing it at people. It's fantastic. And it's like,
you know who I blame for this? PC gamers. I blame PC gamers for all these mods. People should be playing consoles. That way it's fair against each other.
I support PC gamers if they're turning Dobby, putting Dobby into this game and giving him a Glock. And then they're like, the little dub is like, "You, Dobby has gotten a Glock from Master." And then it's like, bang, bang, bang. Phenomenal work, guys. Keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. So, for the BNS Awesome Podcast, I'm Scott.
And I'm Bob.
And we will see you guys soon.